I'm Rick Kachke, and this is the Catered Quiz. Today's contestant, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the culture editor and film critic at onmilwaukee.com, Matt Miller! Now, here is the Catered Quiz! We are back with another episode of the Catered Quiz. Today, my guest, I just introduced him, but you know him from On Milwaukee. It's Matt Miller. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I am honored that you would let me disgrace your very good podcast like this.
Perfect timing to have you on, as the Academy Awards are this Sunday. Have you seen all the Oscar-nominated films this year?
I don't know if I've seen all of them in all of the categories, but I've seen all the best picture. Like, I sometimes get a little slow. Like, they're releasing like a bunch of the animated nominees this year, like 2 months after the Oscars. And I'm like, right when the stove is hot, you know, great work. But no, I've seen the important ones. I've seen the ones that are probably going to win, and the Danger nominees. Yeah.
Do you have a personal favorite? Not necessarily one where you're like, I expect this to win, but of the Best Picture nominees, do you have a favorite from this year's crop?
I'm gonna be completely predictable and say Oppenheimer would probably be my winner in the clubhouse. I do really think that's a magnificent movie. I thought The Zone of Interest is great too. And it was a real proving point for the value of the Oscars that A Zone of Interest has made almost $10 million. And that is an art film. That is a difficult movie. And that movie is performing pretty well for, I think it's easily Jonathan Glazer's highest performing movie, I think, at the box office. So that's the, when people are like, why do we have award season? It's like, because these movies would go utterly disappear without anyone caring in most cases. That's not to say they don't have worth, but it's just, this is how you get people to care about adult dramas in the year 2024 and 2023.
One thing I wanted to point out to you, I don't know if you've ever noticed this when watching the Oscars, and I record the show at my dining room table, so I'll use this bottle of syrup as a prop. But for some reason, they insist on having the winners exit to their right.
Yes.
And so when people are done giving a speech, they're typically holding the award in their right hand and they're like, hey, thank you so much. And it's very awkward to then turn to your right. So the natural instinct of like every winner is like, hey, thanks. And they turn to the left, and immediately this incredible moment of their career, there's somebody there like, no, you're going the wrong way. Go this way.
Some miscellaneous handler is
why,
like,
just have people exit to the left? If people are entering from the left, clearly you can flip it around. There's got to be some like back tunnel. It drives me nuts.
I've never thought about the science of that you're naturally holding it in your right arm. So like the momentum when you're bringing it, I never thought about the actual science of that. And like, you're the Oscars, you're the Academy Awards. I'm sure there's like a reasoning of like, oh, that's where the engraver is to the right. Or, but then have two engravers, then have, or just use the 30 seconds of time it takes to get backstage. Like, come on. But I mean, they did screw up the ultimate moment of the show less than a decade ago. I don't know. Maybe it's not the best run show of all time.
I'm just saying, get me in there. That'll be my one fix. Like, they can have all the other problems, but this will be the one thing I would correct.
Hollywood is like, how do we get more people to watch? Is it advertisements? You know, do we premiere the new Marvel movie trailers during the thing? And you're like, no. They got to turn the right way. You got to turn, or you got to send them the right way.
Just let them turn. And you know, everybody complains about the length. Think of how much time you're adding in terms of length of having them turn then the other way. Just let them go.
It's at least a whole 4 seconds.
And that accumulates. That just adds up.
Yeah, we could have at least 6 more montages to the magic of the movies if we cut that.
Well, Matt, are you ready to dive in to the Catered Quiz? Do you feel comfortable now that we've had some time to chat?
I'm not comfortable at all.
It's supposed to be like I ease your nerves and then we go into the game, but no.
No, this is like the SATs when you're like, I just mispronounced SATs, which tells you how I did on the SATs. Like, it's just like that calm before that test when everyone's like, so how much did you study and stuff like, but all anyone is thinking about is just like multiplication tables. Like, I'm just running through like all of the movie Airplane right now and just cycling through everything that's happened in that movie. And I'm absolutely petrified. I'm a terrible test taker.
Well, the catered quiz is all about two topics that you have provided me, which are Airplane and the films of Nicolas Cage, and I have created a catered quiz around those topics. And how it will work is we're going to start off with two rounds. Each round, the point values are the same. There's a 10-point question, then a bonus 10-point question, then there's a 20-point question, a 30-point question, which is a this or that, so you have a 50-50 shot. A 40-point question where there are two answers worth 20 points, so you can get up to 40 points on that one, or you could get 20 points, or you could get 0 points. And then the final question of the round is worth 50 points. After those two rounds, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and there's two final questions. The first is the doubler, where it is your chance to double your score. So if you have 100 points and you get the doubler right, you have 200 points. If you
Don't
get it
think we're going to
wrong,
hit those numbers. Don't think we're going to hit triple digits here today.
if you get the doubler wrong, you stay with what you had. And then the final question is the required risk, where whatever topic you did not select for the doubler, you'll use it for the required risk, and you must risk at least 1 point. And I'm certain you'll have at least one
I
point.
will hopefully have a point. It was funny, you asked for, categories, and as soon as I sent them over, I was immediately like, oh, those were terrible. That's a really bad idea. And my brain immediately thought of like five other things that I knew better, and it was like, oh, it's too late now. We've committed.
Well, the categories you provided were Nicolas Cage movies and Airplane. Which topic do you want to do first?
Let's start with Airplane because I think that's where I'm going to succeed the most. Nicolas Cage, I am concerned. There are weird eras of Nicolas Cage that I am excited to find out how little I know.
So tell me, was Airplane a childhood favorite of yours or something you got into later?
It started in childhood. It was just on TV, and we watched it as a family. And my dad loved it, and I loved it. It is so my kind of goofy, this straight-faced, utter silliness. When you watch it as a kid, and even as an adult, you have really no idea of like the references and stuff like that, and like the 0 hour. Like I've seen this infinitely more than I've seen 0 hour Airport 75 or any of the movies or the Uban coffee commercial that it's like it's so specific. Yet 50 years later, you totally like all of the jokes still land. I just love the kind of unrepentant silliness of it and the I don't know just. Anything and everything for a joke in that movie.
Do you have a favorite joke or favorite scene from the film?
Oh boy, it's like picking a favorite child. I mean, the drinking problem is probably my favorite one because it's just like that's the one that I quote all the time, anytime, anyone's drinking anything, and it's like drinking problem, it's I love that. I love the snap cut to, and they're gonna fly and without any instruments, and it's just cuts to them just jamming out in the cockpit. There's a joke every 5 seconds,
Yeah.
and probably another joke while those jokes are going on. I love it.
Well, you ready to dive in? You ready to tackle
Yeah, let's do
Airplane?
this. Let's try this.
So, for 10 points, the film Airplane opens with a parody of what film?
Jaws.
That is correct.
Yes, I got one right.
You've got that point covered for later for the required
I'm at
risk.
the. I spelled my name correctly on the SATs part of this right now, where it's like, all right, everything else, gravy.
All right, so now the bonus 10-point question. After the end credits, we see the taxi customer from the beginning of the movie still waiting in Ted Stryker's cab. He says aloud that he is willing to wait how much longer for Stryker to return?
Oh boy. Is it 5 more minutes?
No, it's 20 minutes. He says he'll give
Ah,
up.
dang
Well,
it.
I'll give him 20 more minutes.
It's not the first post-credit scene. I like to imagine like Kevin Feige watching that and being like, ah, yes. We need more adventures of taxi cab customer.
All right, so you have 10 points. Let's move on to question number two for 20 points. What city is the destination and landing spot in the film?
Yes, that is Chicago.
That is correct.
Ugh. There's a brief Milwaukee reference, too, in the beginning. You can overhear them talking about a flight landing in Milwaukee, which is classic Zazz.
You gotta give the hometown a shout-out, right?
We're desperate for it. Milwaukee will love any movie that brief. We love Mr. 3000. We will put up with anything you film in Milwaukee.
All right, so you're at 30 points as we approach the 30-point question. It's a this or that. How many eggs does Dr. Rumick remove from a passenger's mouth in a classic scene from the movie? Is it 3 eggs or 4 eggs?
Oh, because that's also one of my favorite scenes in the movie, because the last one with the bird and Leslie Nielsen's reaction is so sincere of just like, oh my God, what is that bird doing in that egg? Oh my gosh. And I feel like I watched the scene thinking like, oh, this is going to be such a question on this quiz. And then my brain immediately ejected it. I'm going to say 3 because rules of threes of comedy. And I think it would be 1, 2, and then the one with the bird inside of it.
It is the rule of three. You got it right.
Oh, yes. I was going to be so depressed if I got that one.
Now, you know, you do technically see a 4th egg in her mouth.
You do.
But that's why I was specific about how many he removed.
It's a sleight of hand thing, yeah. Where he, like, she has just the one egg mm-hmm. in her mouth the entire time. And he's just pulling up a fresh egg from underneath, from behind the seat, right? That's the movie magic going on there.
His hand is like over this and then he's palmed it each time. Yeah.
Because he's doing such a magician's hand thing during that. It's so great.
Yep.
Making movies, man, we lost so much when we lost like special effects and stuff like that. And we had to like come up with these bonkers editing rules and ways of like making these things happen on screen. That's awesome. I love that.
All right. So you're at 60 points as we approach question 4, which is worth up to 40. There's 2 answers here. Each one is worth 20. When Roger Murdoch reveals himself to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, what 2 NBA players does he reference?
Bird and Lanier, right?
You got Lanier, but it was one of Bird's teammates later. It was Bill Walton.
Ah, it's Walton.
So you got 20 points there.
This is the meanest podcast. I don't like it. And that was another one. I'm watching the movie and I'm just like, oh, that would be such a good. And then I just utterly this is why I went into writing about the arts, because obviously no genuine profession would have me.
All right. So you're at the 50-point question. Ted Stryker is distraught throughout the film over the death of what pilot who it turns out Dr. Rumick had met?
You got to win just one for the zipper. George Zipp.
It was George Zipp. You got that one.
I love this movie so much. It's just, oh, it's a good motion picture.
So a very good first round. You, my friend, are at 130 points.
This is incredible. This is, I was expecting the curve was going to have to do me a lot of help on this.
After that round, you're at 130 points. Let's move on. Nicolas Cage films is the other topic you provided. How long have you been a fan of Nicolas Cage? I'm presuming you're a fan of him as an actor.
I am, but like not in like the period when he was good. Like, like I have such a like, you know, me and my friends grew up like you work at a movie theater and you see like every movie that comes out. So I saw all of the crummy paying bad debts Nicolas Cage movies from like the late 2000s, so like Bangkok Dangerous and like, you know, Drive Angry 3D, like all like that, that's the stuff to me that's like, and now it's really nice seeing him in stuff like Pig, which was, you know, the best performance of that year, the best movie of that year, and, you know, Dream Scenario. It's really awesome that people are embracing Nicolas Cage again.
Do you have a favorite film of his from that period where he's paying back all those debts?
I mean, The Wicker Man is arguably one of the, not the worst movie, because he did all like the direct-to-video ones and stuff like that, but The Wicker Man is just pure unhinged Nick Cage. And once you see the Wicker Man, it kind of ruins all of his other kind of cashing check movies, because that one he is just going for it and wearing a bear suit and punching people in the face and screaming about bees. And that's like, that's that every other mailing it in Nick Cage performance or any other kind of kooky Nicolas Cage performance cannot hold up to that.
All right, well, let's dive in. Question number one for 10 points. Nicolas Cage won a Best Actor Oscar Award for what film?
It's Leaving Las Vegas.
That is correct. I had to ask it. It's Oscar season.
I'd be so like, I'm really nervous that you're gonna ask about his like good movies. And then I'm gonna be like, oh, where's the Bangkok Dangerous question, you know? Oh, where's the question about next? You know?
Now,
That's the
when
juice
you
right there.
provided Nicolas Cage, you did not provide a certain era,
I
so
did
I didn't
not.
know that, so I apologize.
I'm gonna be sitting here on all of this Ghostwriter Spirit of Vengeance knowledge that is just gonna go to waste.
So the 10-point bonus question, Matt. What was the other film that Nicolas Cage was nominated for Best Actor for at the Oscars?
Oh, yeah. So in a just world, I would love for it to have been Pig. And I think he could have been nominated that year. I forget which. There's like a fifth movie that year that's like that, really? Like it just was kind of a lazy Academy writing in a movie that they heard was, you know, awards worthy. But that would be Adaptation,
That is correct.
which was another, man, when he's on, he's on. And when he's off, he's still on, you know?
All right, so now the 20-point question. You're at 150 points, Matt.
Awesome.
The Goo Goo Dolls song Iris was a hit single off the soundtrack of what Nicolas Cage film?
Think this is the first Nicolas Cage movie I was aware of growing up. This is City of
It is
Angels.
City of Angels.
Because I was a weird music video kid growing up. I would wake up at like 3 or 4 in the morning and go downstairs to the basement and just flip between VH1 and MTV, because this was back in the day when they had mu actual music videos on. And I got so invested in like the top 20 countdown, and I would be so upset if Smash Mouth All Star was not number one. But people always forget, like, Smash Mouth All Star is so associated with Shrek now. People forget that's from the Mystery
Mystery
Men
Men,
soundtrack.
yeah.
And they're like in the music video. It's that's that age of just random music video tie-ins. And like that's the reason why that's like, and that movie was a bomb. Just like I don't think that movie did well very at all. But then, you know, but that song was a massive hit.
I just like that Mystery Men is like 99, and then 2 years later, 2001, you get Shrek and Rat Race.
And Rat Race.
Both very heavy with the use of All
Rat Race
Star.
ending with a Smash Mouth concert tapped
Yes.
into the zeitgeist that
All right, enough Smash Mouth talk for now. We're gonna go
was.
back to Nicolas Cage. So for 30 points, this or that.
Okay.
Which of these films was released first in 1997? Face
Ooh.
Off or Con Air?
Oh, ooh, that's good. See, it's always tricky because normally with these, it's hard to like the ripoff, or like normally when it's two movies like this, like you know, Deep Impact or Armageddon, normally the one you don't think of first came out first. So like I think Deep Impact technically came out before Armageddon, I want to say. So that makes me I'm gonna say Con Air came out first.
You got that right. Con Air
Yes.
came out June 6th, 1997. Face Off came out June 27th,
What were we
1997.
doing? What was Hollywood doing? But they really were like, yeah, two Nick Cage movies in a single month, two high concept action movies. Yeah, that's fine. People will definitely go to both.
And they did.
And they did. What an era.
All right. You're at 200 points. To question four we go, worth up to 40. Two answers here. What two actors play the brothers and fellow bank robbers of Nicolas Cage's character Entrapped in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be me just naming actors. It's
Have
just me going to be.
you ever seen this movie?
I have not.
Okay, it is a comedy.
So, not Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, it's not Daniel Day-Lewis.
Boy. I'm going to say Chevy Chase and Martin Short or something ridiculous like that.
It was Dana Carvey
Yeah.
and Rat Race alum John Lovitz.
There's been so many bizarre references that I feel like that's two Rat Race references today. Oh, that's fair. I got further into this Nicolas Cage session unscathed than I thought I would. This has been going better than expected. I'm only going to fail this mildly.
All right, so the 50-point question now. Nicolas Cage played the character Rick Santoro in what film?
Is that Drive Angry 3D?
No, it was Snake Eyes.
Oh, it sounds like a Drive Angry 3D character name.
But it's very distracting because it is a couple letters away from Rick Santorum.
Oh,
Very
man.
distracting. Have you seen Snake Eyes? Have you ever seen that film?
I have. And it was funny because that was a movie in my like nascent childhood that I was like, ooh, what's this movie? Snake Eyes, rated R. That sounds exciting. Like 8-year-old Matt is just like, ooh, what is this intriguing movie for adults? And I remember our like movie, my father's movie friends at the time being like, don't see that one, it's terrible. And it's just like, oh, okay. Oh boy. It's a fun failed experiment of a movie. It's a kind of fun, it's amazing what we take for granted back in the day. Like, I know that movie doesn't technically kind of work, but the Brian De Palma big swing going for it that movie is totally worthwhile.
All right, so you are at 200 points as we come here to the break. We'll be back in just a moment with the doubler and the required risk. Hey, it's Rick Kanchke here with the Catered Quiz, just taking a quick moment as we set up for the doubler and the required risk to let you know. If you are watching the Oscars this Sunday night, make it a second screen experience and follow the Catered Quiz on Twitter. Because throughout the night, we are going to be keeping track of how many times winners turn to their left instead of turning to their right. I haven't set an over-under on it yet. We'll figure it out that night, but should be a lot of fun. All right, my team is giving me the signal. We're good to go back for the final two questions with Matt Miller. All right, we are back for the final two questions. Matt Miller is at 200 points. The first question you are going to do is the doubler, so it's a chance to move from 200 to 400, Matt. Which topic would you like to tackle for the doubler?
I would like to do. I'm trying to think of the strategy here because if I, all right, yeah, I'll do airplane.
All
I'll do
right.
airplane.
To move your score from 200 to 400, who plays Lieutenant Hurwitz in Airplane?
Oh, Ethel Merman.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I was like going through my head and I was like, he's not one of the pilots. Like he's not Over, he's not Roger Murdoch, he's not Victor.
You got it.
I'll take it. Oh, Ethel Merman. Great moment.
So you are at 400 points. I don't know if I said this up top, but your points are pennies. So you are playing for
Oh,
money, and
wow.
you're also playing to try to make it into the Tournament of High Scores, where the top three scores from this season will compete to be named
Oh,
the
wow.
Catered Quiz
How
Champion.
Pluto distance am I away from the
We
high
got dozens of competitors that will come after you. Right now, the high score is Mitch DeSantis with 610 points.
Oh.
After him is Elise Bartel with 510.
Okay.
And then in third currently is Joe Pickett with 501. So you're at 400
All
points.
right.
How many points would you like to wager on Nicolas Cage?
All right. Let's do 301.
301 points on the line here. That puts you at 701 if you get it right. It puts you just under a dollar at 99 cents if you get it wrong.
That's ex I want you to have to scrounge together 99 cents for me. I will only accept pennies.
All right. Here it is.
All right.
The required risk. With the spine number of 108, what was the first Nicolas Cage movie released by the Criterion Collection?
Am I allowed to like ask, like, is it a movie he appears in or is it a Nicolas Cage movie?
It's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Okay, so it's not like, you know, I'm not even sure if Fast Times on Ridgemont High is in there, but like that's where he's like, you know, he's
yes,
buddy.
It is a criteria, that is Criterion, but I was, no, this is a true Nicolas Cage movie.
All right.
So to clarify, I am looking for the first Nicolas Cage movie that was added to the Criterion Collection. Earlier films of his were added later,
Ooh.
But this was the trailblazer. This was the first Nicolas Cage movie to get the Criterion treatment.
Oh, man. It's not Bangkok Dangerous. And it's
Yeah,
not.
just think of all the movies that it's not.
Yeah. Slowly eliminate one by one. It's not Next. It's not 8mm. Oh boy. It's not Grindhouse and his brief appearance in Rob Zombie's fake trailer.
I thought about doing a Grindhouse question. I ultimately decided against it, but I did contemplate that.
Fair enough. Yeah, I kept that one in the back of the head just in case. You know, all right, so I'm going to say, and this may be completely wrong, it may not even be a Criterion movie, but I feel like this, I'm going to say Raising Arizona.
I don't think it is a Criterion movie.
Ah!
Spy number 108, The Rock.
Ah! Oh.
It's one of those anomalies where Armageddon and The Rock were both early Criterion Collection releases.
I had like thought, like I was like, oh man, like I was trying to, cause like, cause Armageddon is in Criterion. And I was like, oh yeah, well, obviously they wanted to have The Rock in there too. And it's like, no, they definitely have The Rock in there too. Oh my gosh. Oh,
Michael Bay with multiple movies in the Criterion Collection. Matt, you were so close.
That's devastating. That's devastating.
You still end up with 99 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did come, end up with 99 cents.
As we wrap up, Matt, anything you want to share with folks, what you're up to, where they should check your stuff out?
Yeah, you can read my stuff at onmilwaukee.com. I write a bunch of, you know, a lot of stuff there about culture, general things. I recapped The Bachelor for reasons that are odd. But also, I will definitely have Oscar predictions this upcoming weekend and Oscar thoughts. So stay tuned for all of that as well. And yeah, just check out onmilwaukee.com. And I'm wearing their hat right now. Check out the Milwaukee Admirals if you live in Milwaukee or if you're visiting Milwaukee. Great AHL hockey team. We put on a good show. Yeah, that's where I'm gonna drag people to.
Hey, who do you think Joey ends up with this season on The Bachelor?
Ooh, I'm thinking Daisy, because I think they're pulling the, like, Daisy was like off to the side for several episodes after she came on really hot. I don't think it's going to be Maria. We've spent too much time on Maria. They've invested too much capital already in her. And normally that's not the kind of person that ends up winning the whole thing. Normally it's somebody who, like, he falls in love with opening night and then they fade out from the show for like 8 episodes. It's depressing to me that I know about Bachelor stratagems, but I didn't know what Nicolas Cage's movies were in the. How is Raising Arizona not in the Criterion Collection? What are
let
we
me,
doing?
Let me double check that, because I feel like it really should be.
It should be. I'm gonna wind my way into getting my points back. But no,
I'm not. I'm still not seeing Raising Arizona in the Criterion Collection. It's
wild.
Wild.
That's wild. We can all agree that is wild.
That's the takeaway, folks. After you listen to this show, go to change.org, fill out the petition. Let's get Raising Arizona on the Criterion Collection.
Yeah, we need a Nick Cage box set of, like, you know, Raising Arizona, Drive Angry 3D, Matchstick Men. Underrated Nick Cage movie. I do actually really like Matchstick Men.
The Rock is out of print, so let's get that back in print.
Let's get The Rock back in print. You know, that's what I'm going to use my 99 cents for, is I'm going to send that to Criterion and be like, please, sir, may I have a Criterion?
Matt, thank you so much for being on the Catered Quiz.
No, thank you. This was an honor, and that was really fun. Yes, I'm going to be nagging you to have me back on at some point. Like if you do like a redemption season, let me know because I would like to be redeemed.
Thank you to Matt Miller for joining me on the Catered Quiz. Our leaderboard remains the same, with Mitch DeSantis on top with 610 points, Elise Bartel in second with 510, and in third, Joe Pickett with 501 points. I've been Rick Kanchke. You've been the listener. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Catered Quiz, and tell your friends about the show.